This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
I know you are in safe hands today. Let's put our hands together for Pastor Andy Osakwe as he comes to be a blessing from the Summit Bible Church in Abuja, husband of one wife. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Is there anybody excited to be in the house of God this afternoon? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, you may be seated. Thank you. Wow. So at last I'm here. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I think it's 33 years. Yeah. And I've seen your wife, but today is the first time I'm meeting your wife. Yes, and you chose well. Yes. Praise the Lord. She's, you meet some people and you can sense the goodness in the people. So you married a very good woman. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, how you guys all doing? I'm sure it's been a very powerful time. I've watched some of the sessions and they were awesome. Glory to God. So I was invited here based on one particular message. relationship as well. Okay. And I've been reminded that message, I have to somehow bring that message into today. So somehow I'm going to try to bring that message and somehow join it to this one. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you all look too serious. What's going on? Hallelujah. So let's do something here. I want you to just turn your face and look at your neighbor. Look at them in the eyes. Then ask them, what's the matter with you? Tell them, talk to me. Let me counsel you this evening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, turn to somebody else, and I want you to do something, and you have to do this. You have to be obedient in the house of God. Say amen. Now, some of you are scared because you're not sure what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody else. Actually, you're going to do this to three people. You're going to find three people who need this. And you're going to... Well, I guess you have to stand up. Yeah. So stand up again. No problem. Just stand up again. Hallelujah. Now, I know that in your mind, you know the three people that need this. All right? So you're going to go to three of them. You're going to shake their hands and you're going to laugh. Come on. Everybody must do this. Everybody. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Kingdom of God is what? Righteousness, peace, and what? Ha 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 ha. Righteousness, peace, and ha ha ha. I think we've forgotten how to laugh in the body of Christ. Sometimes we're too serious. Even the Holy Ghost, we're even more serious than God Himself. Some of you can cast out devils by your expression. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much, Pastor Shola, Pastor Bima, for inviting me. I don't take it for granted. I know this is a very sensitive place. So I trust God to do the right thing. Amen. I want to recognize all the leaders in the church, all the pastors in the church. God bless you. This is a great church. Yes, this is a great church. And this building, this is your first time in this building. You just moved here, right? This month. This building is, you know, I just walked in here and the word that came to me was ancient. You know what I'm saying? Ancient. Ancient foundations. Glory to God. It just has that deepness, that depth. Glory to Jesus Christ. The anointing is here. Over generations, there's been a deposit in this place. Glory to Jesus. And God just preserved it just for you. That means there's a major revival about to break loose. Say amen. And speaking about revival, there are a couple of things the Lord spoke to me, and I want to just let you know so that you have expectation. Amen. By the end of this conference, certain things would have been triggered, and I want you to take note. Number one, the Lord said to me, a change of season. Change of season. And what I saw was, I saw rain, falling rain. And it's the rain of God's glory. Hallelujah. And then the Lord said to me, the drought is over. Who am I talking to this evening? Who am I talking to? Get ready, because that dry season is over. The rains have come. 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 The rain of God's goodness has come. I find sometimes I see that when God wants to deal, if somebody has a lot of evil that has been planted in your life, you know, and God wants to deal with it, one of the ways he deals with it is he overwhelms you with goodness. Are you with me? He uses goodness to overcome evil. Does that make sense? So get ready, because God is going to be so good to you. Listen, you won't have any reason to be jealous of anybody. I wish I had a witness in the house. Can God be so good to you that your bitterness will just disappear? Because there's no need to be bitter when God has done me better than the person I was bitter against. I'm preaching good now. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, I'm ready. I receive abundance of goodness this year. Shout amen if you believe that. Some of your amen sounds like you have quite shock. I don't know. It will happen to you according to the sound of your amen. Glory to Jesus. This season is the season of liberation. I saw people getting free, all right? And sometimes you might have bondage and not really be aware of it until you're free, all right? So I saw it's a season of liberation and release. In other words, something holding you back, and then you are released. And then the sign of that release is speed. Yeah. Yeah. Now, understand that as we're talking, the anointing is being imparted, all right? So just be receiving actively. Hallelujah. Speed has come. Speed has come. Speed has come. That means you're going to catch up, and then you're going to overtake. Oh, that amen doesn't sound like you believe what I'm saying. Hallelujah. The hand of God is coming upon you mightily. The hand of God is coming upon you mightily. And it's going to cause a release. And that release will end up with what? Speed. Someone say speed. Say, I'm ready for speed. Glory be to Jesus. And then the Lord said to me, this release will enable people to move into their full expression. You know, there's a fullness on the inside of you. That is the real you. The real potential on the inside. Sometimes there's a hindrance. And when God is able to release you, you'll find yourself moving in those graces. There's some graces about to be activated. Say amen, somebody. There's some graces about to be activated. There are graces about to be activated. Shout amen and shout it loud. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, have your way, have your way, have your way. Have your way in this place. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody say, I receive my impartation. And then I saw creative miracles. Listen, I saw new eyes. Some of you have, you thought you were going to wear glasses forever. Not so. Even in the midst of this conference, you're going to notice that you'll start to see what you couldn't see. And he's not just fixing eyes. He's releasing new eyes. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. So I saw activation of gifts and graces. I saw some people, you have a prophetic gift. Yeah. Yeah. Now, start speaking, start speaking, start speaking, start speaking. Start speaking. Use your mouth right now, use it. Start speaking. Once the anointing comes on you, start speaking. Start prophesying. Start prophesying. Start prophesying. Start prophesying. Yeah. Speak it, speak it, speak it. Speak out, speak out, speak out. Speak out. Some of you have an unction now in your mouth. Speak it. Speak. Speak. And then I saw the release of an unusual grace for financial expansion. An unusual grace for financial expansion. It's going to be exponential. It's going to be exponential. It's going to be exponential. It's going to shock you, but above all, it's going to shock your contemporaries. They're going to be shocked. Because they're about to see the hand of God upon you. The hand of God is about to distinguish somebody. The hand of God is about to bring a distinction. It's about to bring a distinction. It's about to bring a distinction. It's about to bring a distinction. Holy Ghost, have your way, have your way. Have your way, have your way. Thank you. This grace, it will come with ideas. New ideas. It will just pop in your mind. Some of you, even this evening, it's going to pop in your mind. Once it pops, write it down quickly. It's going to come with wisdom. Wisdom. Not the usual wisdom. Divine. And then it's going to come with connections. God is about to bring some new people into your life. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And then I saw a great deliverance. There's some demonic interference about to be removed. In the name of Jesus.
I bind every evil spirit. I bind every evil spirit. I command you, loose. Get your hands off the people. Get your stinking hands off them.
Somebody with a suicidal spirit is being delivered right now. Receive joy. 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 I bind that spirit. I said, go. You cannot stay. Bring her quickly. Bring her, bring her, bring her. Wherever you are, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray, just pray, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Bring her.
Go! Come on! Go! Go! Leave her alone. Peace! Peace! Joy!
You get your hands off her. Don't come back to her life. You leave her alone. She will not die. She will live. And she will live well. And she will enjoy her life. And she will be full of joy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. I saw demonic interference in the area of relationships, business, and career. And I saw that it was causing a movement that wasn't straight. People were, you know, wavering. You waver. And then some people take some steps forward and then take several steps backwards. And so you're moving, but no progress. It ends this weekend. I said it ends this weekend.
Lift your hands and just begin to thank the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. We give you praise. We worship. We worship you. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, bring her. Bring her. Come. What's your name? Come. What's your name? Huh?
Sorry? Elizabeth.
Hold my hand. All is well. You hear? All is well. Yeah. Just leave her there for some, leave her on the floor. Okay? Leave her for some time on the floor. All is well. Thank you, Jesus. Just cover her and leave her there. Thank you, Lord. Listen to me, guys. There's no need to be depressed. I hope you know. You don't sound like you know. You should laugh more. Ha ha ha. Some of you are not laughing now. Must I stand on my head? Must I behave like a chimpanzee for you to laugh? Ha ha ha. Why is he laughing? This is God. In heaven, you are not going to frown the way you're frowning. They will find you. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah.
Some of you look like you've not laughed in 7 years.
Amen. Glory to God. You know, if all we do now is just laugh and go home, we're fine. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let me share a few things with you quickly, and then we'll see what the Lord wants to do. Thank you, Lord. He's already at work, so you just, where you are, just be receiving from God. Amen. And then relax. Tell your neighbor, relax. See, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And where there's liberty, people laugh. So if I'm preaching and you laugh, I'm not disturbed. Okay, that's okay. Just some of you, as I'm preaching, are going to, the spirit of joy will hit you. Right? Yeah. So when that happens, just feel free to laugh. It won't bother me. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Matthew 16 quickly. Matthew 16. Glory. You can leave her. You can leave her. She'll be fine. When she's ready, you can come and get her. All right? She'll be fine. The Lord is working on her. Matthew 16. And I want to read from verse 16 quickly. Where's my timer? Okay, that's raw. All right. Matthew 16, verse 16. Matthew 16 and verse 16. Where's my scriptures from here, right? Right here, okay. Matthew 16, verse 16, please. Let me have that on the screen. Can you guys see the scripture? From that side, right? Okay, so I need mine on. Or should I come down there? Okay. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, wonderful. Matthew 16, if you have the New King James, I prefer that. Matthew 16, verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." He asked, "Who do men say that I am?" All right? Men have said all kinds of, you know, all kinds of names. And then now, you know, he says, "But who do you say that I am?" All right? And then Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Next verse. Next verse. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being." Can I have the New King James? If you don't have New King James, just give me the King James, original King James, anyone. But I prefer the New King James, if you can have that. Glory to God. Wonderful. Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Next verse. Verse 18. "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." On this rock. What is the rock? The rock is the revelation that Peter had. The revelation of the Christ, 1, 2. The revelation of sonship. He says, "On this rock I'll build my church. And when the church is built on this rock, the gates of hell shall not prevail." Say amen. Amen. Now, that word prevail lets us know this is warfare. It's a war. And I think we have to wake up to that reality as a church. I don't think, you know, it sounds like sometimes we forget that there's actually conflict going on. There's a conflict going on. Now, we have the upper hand, but nonetheless, there's a conflict. And Satan does not play fair. Satan is wicked. Glory to Jesus. So you can't, for instance, negotiate with the devil. Does that make sense? You have to be very precise, very authoritative, very bold when it comes to addressing Satan. And I'll give you some testimonies. But you can't take that stance of being a nice person when it comes to dealing with evil spirits. Are you with me? You know, you have people who, you know, you want to address the devil, and then you put on an accent, you know. Hey, devil, I come against you in the name of Jesus. You see, when you talk like that, you've exposed yourself. Satan gets excited because this one doesn't know anything. Say amen, somebody. I had this friend of mine many years ago. He was, he's somewhere in Lagos, somewhere like Mushi or so, you know. He had a church there. And it was a very rough guy, you know. And some foreigners came from the U.S. to come and see his church because of the mighty works he was doing. So what bothered them was the fact that his voice was loud, you know. And then, you know, he said back then what happened was he didn't know as much as then as he knows now. So he used to kind of, you know, go around the church chasing the devils. So come out. The devil was going, come out and go around. So they asked him, they said, why is this the case? So his own understanding was this. He says, African demons are hard of hearing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No, but demons generally are stubborn. That's what I've noticed. So it takes a certain kind of assertiveness for you to demand. You have to demand. Say amen, somebody. Amen. You have to command. You have to demand. Are you with me? You have to demand your freedom. You are free, legally speaking, but you have to enforce it. Is somebody here with me? And when we get to the gates, there is warfare. Anytime there's going to be a clash of those gates, what you have is warfare. And we have to understand the warfare that is based on dominion. Someone say dominion. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're not on the losing end. We're at the winning end. But we still have to exercise our what? Dominion. Say amen. So, we've said a lot about gates, you know, and I want to just address gates from two perspectives. I want to talk about spiritual gates, then I'll talk about territorial gates. And they're connected. Hallelujah. They're connected. Something happened to me some years ago, and I began to realize that people are more than what we think. And when we talk about gates, we can't talk about gates outside the context of people, because God gave man authority on the earth. So even when the Holy Ghost wants to move, he needs a man to allow him to move. When demons want to move, they need a man as well. How many of you understand that a witch is not a demon? A witch is a human being who has yielded to demonic spirits. Those spirits could not operate without the witch. And if the witch wants to frustrate the devils, he can do it. Or she can do it. So the demons need a witch that is yielded. Because sometimes the witch can get annoyed and say, I'm not doing it again. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Because they cannot operate without the human vessel. So that human vessel becomes a gate. Does that make sense? That gives access. And God wants us to be gates. And I'm going to talk about that. Show you how God wants us to be gates that will give him access. Now, if you come against... I'm jumping ahead of myself. But see what happened. We used to have a lot of dogs when I was growing up. And three times, we had three dogs that died. And each time that happened, I noticed... my father was not in the house. No dog died while my father was in the house. But when my father left, three times when he traveled, three different occasions, the dogs died. And I didn't know, I mean, I wasn't born again, but I used to wonder, isn't it interesting that while dad is in the house, no dog dies. But when he leaves the house, obviously we could see something, we were exposed for some reason. There was some kind of being exposed when my father would leave the house. It was later on when I got saved that I began to study some things. I began to realize you can't talk about gates without talking about people. Are you understanding my point? So you have the gates of hell. And there's a warfare. There's a contention where gates clash. So we need to understand what kind of gates are we talking about now that will clash with the gates of hell so that the gates of hell do not prevail? Is somebody here with me? So let's go back in history for a short while. Go with me to Genesis. Genesis 28, verse 10. Genesis 28, verse 10, quickly. Genesis 28, verse 10. Your season has changed. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. You have entered your season of fruitfulness. The drought is over. The drought is over. Genesis 28, verse 10. It says, now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. Next verse. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Next verse. Then he dreamed. And behold, a ladder was set up on the earth. And its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and what? Descending. Someone say traffic. Interesting. He just witnessed spiritual traffic between heaven and earth. Next verse. Okay. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Next verse. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Someone say, in your seed. Take note of that phrase. Very important. Your seed. It says, in your seed. Now, this is a seed that he inherited from Abraham. And then he passed it down to other generations through the lineage of Judah. And that same seed is the seed which arrived. We call him Jesus. Is somebody here with me? All right, watch this. Next verse. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Next verse. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. I did not know it. Next verse. He was afraid and he said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Hallelujah. Wonderful excitement. Amen. He just saw something. But I want to submit to you that he misinterpreted what he saw. Because if there's a place on the earth called the house of God, a place on the earth called the gate of heaven, then what are we doing here? Hallelujah. Let's go and find it all. Say amen. Amen. He wasn't talking about the land on which he was. Because I want to submit to you, if he was somewhere else, he would have had the same experience. It was something about the seed. You understand what I'm saying? Which means everywhere he went, something followed him. I don't know if you're getting this now. Do you know everywhere you go, something's following you? Watch this. So to understand the gates of heaven, we need to understand the house of God, one. And two, we need to understand the seed of Abraham. All right? So I'll just give you three scriptures quickly just to explain that. Go to Galatians 3 verse 16. Galatians 3 verse 16. Did you bring your dancing shoes? What about your jumping shoes? What about your running shoes? What about your laughing shoes? And when I say laughing shoe, I don't mean a shoe that has a hole in front, please. Glory be to God. And then your flying shoes, because one of these days I believe it's happening on a Sunday. While we're preaching, having service, the Lord is going to call from heaven. So when you come to church, make sure you have your six pairs of shoes in your extra bag. Say amen, somebody. Now, to Abraham and his seed, watch this. To Abraham and his seed, where the promises made, watch this. He does not say unto seeds, as of many, but as of one. And to your seed,
Who is what? Christ.
Now watch this. Go to verse 26. Verse 26. It says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ." Jump to verse 29. Verse 29. It says, "And if you are Christ," in other words, if you belong to Christ, don't forget, it just called him the seed as of one, right? But it says, if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. So it's telling us that Jesus is the seed of Abraham. But it's telling me, if I belong to him, I am also what? The seed. Amen. Please come, sir. Please. Just stand here. Just imagine. This is the best picture. Just imagine right now. Because you have Jesus as the head. Right? And we're the body. Right? So, imagine every cell in the body. Each cell is one person. Just imagine that. All right? So you have every cell in this body, then you have the head. It's telling us there's a union between what? The head and the body. So you cannot separate the head from the body. So if the head is seed, the body is seed. Come on, guys, listen. Do you know it's the same grace on the head? Same grace where? On the body. Am I correct? Same blood flowing in the head. Same blood flowing where? In the body. This is a perfect union. Not just that. He was raised up, so were we. And the Bible says he sat down at the right hand of the Father. The Bible says we are seated together. Hey! That is laughing ground, it is. Shakataya Baba Bahai. We are seated together. That's a oneness. So it says, if you belong to Jesus, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So you are the fulfillment of the promise. Say what? I am the fulfillment of the promise. Say amen. Clap your hands for this brother. So this is how it works. Look at John 1:47. John 1:47. John 1:47. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. There's joy in the house. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Hallelujah. John 1:47. It says, Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Word of knowledge. What's his next verse? Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. I saw you." What kind of operation is this? Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi," and now he's excited, "you are the Son of God." Before, he wasn't excited. "You are the King of Israel." Watch this. Next verse. "In the name of Jesus, I speak peace." Peace. You know, bring her quickly. Bring her. Bring her. Bring her. Bring her. Then I would need, Pastor Viroma, I would need a bucket. Because if anybody, sometimes demons lodge in the intestines. And when the atmosphere is not comfortable, they start to come out and you start to feel like throwing up. Yeah. Loose her, come on. Loose her. Come on, get your hands off her. Get your hands off her. You don't have a choice, no choice. I'm not giving you a choice. And I don't need any conversation. Loose her, come on. Come on. Come on.
come out of there. Peace. 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 Peace.
Come on, lift your hands and let's thank God. Come on, let's thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for liberty. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Point at her. Everybody point at her. And say peace. Say peace. All right, let's go on. Jesus answered and said to him, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree. Do you believe? Watch this now. Watch this. It says, you will see greater things than these. You will see. Right? Now, see how he explains the fact that he will see greater things. Look at the next verse. He said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God, what? Ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Do you see what I'm saying? That's why I said, Jacob misinterpreted. The gate of heaven is the seed of Abraham. So, anywhere Jesus was, he was a gate. You see what I'm saying? So, anywhere Jesus was, heaven had free access. Because the gate was open. And I'm going to show you that as a new creation, as a believer, you are all gates. But the problem is, the gate is shut. And once you open the gate, heaven will flow. And when heaven flows, I don't care what other kind of flow you have in that vicinity. Light always overcomes darkness. Yeah. All you need to do to fix the problem of darkness is not to fight darkness. You don't struggle with darkness. You simply switch on the light and you will not find darkness anymore. Yeah. If you believe that, shout amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Your days of experiencing all kinds of dark manifestations are over. Yeah. So, Jesus was a gate while he walked on earth. So when he's telling Peter, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Against who? Against the gates of heaven. Because if he's a gate and we belong to Jesus, what does that make us? Gates. We just need to learn to be like Jesus and learn how to open the gates. So that wherever you go, God can use you. Listen, Philip, one man, entered the city of Samaria, one man. And in a few days, the Bible says there was great joy in the city. One man brought great joy to a whole city. How come? He was a gate. And he knew how to keep the gate open. When you open the gate, you'll find the virtues and the forces of the kingdom in manifestation. Kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy. Whenever the gates are open, you'll find righteousness, you'll find peace, and you'll find what? Joy. Are you with me? Glory be to Jesus. What does righteousness mean? God's standard. Finish. God's standard. So when they say all these things, people are talking all kinds of things about gay marriage.
Allo. From my place, that means accost. Say amen. Amen. How can a man look around and see all the beautiful men in the world? And then you go and find a man that has muscle. Oh, what is wrong with you? Something's doing you. See? It's not normal. It's not even natural. Now, we are spiritual, but even in the natural, it's not natural. That means there's another influence. That means there's another gate open. And so you're having behavior that corresponds to the spirits, evil spirits, that are influencing because the gate was opened. And it gets worse and worse and worse if you noticed. It just keeps getting worse. Next thing you know, okay, like you said, they will soon start marrying dog. I think they've even started. Somebody married him. Yeah. Because it's perversion. There's no end to perversion. Perversion is reprobacy, reprobate thinking. Your mind walks backwards. Amen. What is peace? Peace is order. Divine order. That's why when there was a storm, Jesus pointed at the storm and said, "Peace, be still." And there was calm. What does that mean? Order. Order. Things must get back in order. I command order in your lives. I command order in your lives. And enjoy divine excitement. Excitement beyond circumstances. So you can even be laughing when circumstances don't look right. You see, when you have the gates of heaven open, you'll find these things. You'll find these things. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Glory be to Jesus. So look at 1 Timothy 3 and 15 quickly. 1 Timothy 3 and 15. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 3 and 15. Don't forget what we saw when we went to Genesis. We saw he's speaking about the gate of heaven. And then it corresponds with what? The house of God. So what is the house of God? But if I am delayed, I write so you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God. Which is what? The church. Do you see what I'm saying? So when we say gates of heaven, when we say gate of heaven right now on the earth, it's a reference to the church. When we say gates of heaven, it's a reference to the members of the church. So anywhere you go, you are a gate. You just need to learn how to open the gates. Say amen. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Let me give you an example. Go to Acts 13. Acts 13 verse 4 quickly. The Holy Ghost sent Paul and Barnabas out. Now, for you to be sent by the Holy Spirit, you have to be a submissive person. Someone say submission. That's one word people don't like to hear a lot about. Even now, you should see your faces. Once I said submission, somebody's face just delayed. That manifestation, I bind it. Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost showed up and sent them. And they were so submissive, they went. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia. And from there, they sailed to Cyprus. Now, this, what I mentioned now about submission is very important when it comes to opening up the gates. I'm going to show you. You cannot be a rebellious person and expect the gates to open. You can't. And when they arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. Next verse. Now, when they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer. Okay, let me stop there. Someone say sorcerer. Now, when we say gates of hell, Don't forget. So when I said gates, really, in this context, we're talking about people. People. You have the church, is the gate of heaven. The believers are what? The gates of heaven. Then you have the gates of hell. So you have the warlocks, you have the witches, you have the psychics. Be careful about fortune tellers. Mediums. Are you understand what I'm saying? Such magicians. All these people, you know, you go on YouTube, you see some people doing some amazing things. They're gates. You shouldn't even be impressed. Why are we impressed by satanic works? A cousin of mine lost his video player. Back then, when you saw those big video machines. So he went to one place in Enugu, somewhere in Nigeria. One place where they have one babalawo there. To find this video. Just leave the video. If you have to, if the video is going to take you to babalawo, leave it. Hallelujah. Leave it. Now, believe God, he'll give money for another video. So he was telling me what happened when he went there. He said, it's a pathway, a kind of narrow pathway. And it's designed to make you a believer in that man's power before you get there. So said he got there. He said he saw a chicken with one leg. Do like this. So he's walking and he sees chicken like this. He said he saw a bottle with an egg inside, which means, I mean, there's no way the egg could have gotten into the bottle. Then he said the one that really blew his mind, this one made him a believer. He said he saw an egg suspended in air. So when he saw that one, he knew this guy would know where my video is. I said, why are we so impressed? Things that tickle the flesh. I said, I'll show you a greater miracle. Give me that egg. I break it. Put inside a frying pan. Put onions, tomatoes, etc. Whip it up. And produce omelette. From egg to omelette. That's a bigger miracle. That's a miracle that's more beneficial to human beings. An egg floating in the air. That is an egg that has lost direction. It has missed its destiny. Hallelujah! Tell your neighbor, don't be impressed again by the works of Satan. Our kingdom is superior and supreme to Satan's kingdom. Anytime and anywhere. Shout amen. Glory to Jesus. So you have these people. And that's why I brought this here. Because here you have a sorcerer. This is a gate. And let me tell you about gates. Gates are used to secure territory. And what Satan has done, very interesting, because he moved quicker than the church did, because the church was playing religion. Satan went and mounted gates in front of the major territories of influence. They might be geographical, yes, but usually it's not geographical. Usually it's a field of human endeavor. Satan went to media and planted a gate. So when you watch news, most of the news you watch, listen, news is spiritual. It is. Be careful what you are hearing. He went and planted a gate in front of entertainment. He went and planted a gate in front of fashion. It will. Somebody showed me a picture of some ladies in the 50s, and then said this was how fashion was before Satan became the designer. Hallelujah! He went and planted gates
Let me tell you one area that he wants to hold on to with everything. Business. Because the one that has the money will have the influence. Business, financial wealth, it influences everything else. Even politics. And that's another territory. Where Christians just felt, you know what, politics is dirty. It's not for Christians. And so we left it. And Satan was excited and went and placed a gate. So that most of the leaders we have, you don't have sons of God. Hardly. But it's time to catch up. That's why we have to go and possess the gates. Because the prophecy we saw in Genesis, the second part of that prophecy is that your seed will possess the gates of their enemies. That is what it means when it says the gates of hell will not prevail. Which means we prevail. And then we prevail and then we take possession of that gate and that territory. The time has come. Education. That's the territory. Look at how they're influencing our children. Because we're absent. We're absent in government. And so they're forming policies that are against the church. And then we're just praying. We're just praying. Not knowing that when you come to church, coming to church is ignition. Coming to church is equipping. So that the main work of Christianity starts when you leave those doors. You come to church to be trained, to be perfected. So that when you go into the territory that God assigned to you, you will go in with boldness. You will go in at a gate. You will go and open the gate. And there's no gate, there's no other gate that can prevail. Someone said, my time has come. Glory to Jesus. Something else, just by result, something else Pastor noticed. I think some people who are supposed to be, for instance, in the territory of politics, are in the church as pastors. They misrode. Let me explain. I went to a city in Nigeria, and I was talking about these territories. And there was a guy, pastor in front, looking at me. After the service, he came and met me and said, Pastor, please, I have a problem. He said, what you said today has set me free because for many years I have felt I'm not a pastor. But I have a speaking gift. We assume that if someone can speak, it means they belong here. No. He said that when he speaks, he feels like a politician. And that most of his church, most of his church members are politicians. And that his message is like a political campaign. I said, brother, you have found your calling. Oh. Go and apologize to the church. Let them find another pastor. You go and do what your own supposed to. Go into politics before it's too late. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So Satan went and mounted gates to secure those territories. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have a minute and 15 seconds. I know we have a second session. What do I do? You tell me. I can stop or I can finish. What do I do? Can you handle it? Yes. Are you tired? So can I just go on and finish up? Then we can now, okay, fine, wonderful. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, I haven't gotten to the part that you wanted me to get to. Hallelujah. All right, watch this. All right, so, yeah. I can go on to the next. So, yeah, let me go. Yeah. Yes. Ha, 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
So we're just going into the second session. Because no need for break. Because you all look like you're powerful people. Hallelujah. So, watch this now. Let's go back to that scripture. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you okay? God bless you.
God bless you.
Come on, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Glory to Jesus. Don't you just love the Holy Ghost? He's a master. Amen. So, he gets here and he sees a sorcerer. Now, I think you jumped some verses. Go back to, where were we? Verse 6. Go back to verse 6, yeah. Verse 6. Verse 6. All right. Verse 6. Acts 13, verse 6. Verse 6. All right. When they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar Jesus. Imagine that. They even put Jesus next to his name. This is deception. Next verse. Look at that. Next verse. Who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus? Now, that proconsul simply means governor. Governor. So you have, and you'll be amazed that many of these people in high offices, they're using something. Amen? So, you have this man. The Bible calls him an intelligent man. Yet, he has a magician next to him. Because he knows that office, there's a frequency of operation there. He knows there's a spiritual frequency there. He doesn't know about Jesus. So he's looking for power that will protect him in the office. So he has gone to meet this guy, this sorcerer. And that's what Satan does. So Satan has found his way into a high office and planted a gate. So that when you want to see the governor, you have to pass through who? Elimas. Wow. Watch this. So this man called for Barnabas and Saul. He heard about their message. To hear the word of God. Watch this next verse. But Elimas the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them. Now this is probably spiritual. Because I don't think he will tell them to shut up. In front of the governor. So something's going on here. He's casting something so that they're not able to what? Flow. So that the governor is confused. So he's just casting something. So the governor is confused. Because he doesn't want the governor to be exposed to this other gate. He knows a superior gate has come and is afraid. Watch this. Seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Next verse. Then Saul, watch this now, who is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit. Now that's a very important point I want to make. This, us being gates, really, between heaven and earth, really, in a literal sense, is between the Holy Spirit, who lives in us, and earth. Because he represents heaven. Are you with me? So when you open your gates, what it means is that you allow the Holy Ghost to flow without interruption. He flows through you when you open your gates. And let me just say this so somebody understands. Your gate is primarily of your mind. It's the mind. It's a mind thing. All right? Now watch this. Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him. Next verse. And said, "Oh, full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord?" Next verse, watch this. Next verse. "And now indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time." Immediately a dark mist fell on him. He went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. What did Paul do? Since the man didn't have work to do, that he now had enough time to go and be disturbing the governor, Paul gave him work. After this experience, the man is like, somebody help me, help me, help me. Now, what did you just see here? Warfare, spiritual warfare. In the New Testament. This warfare. Paul was a gate. Elimas was a gate. Two gates clashed. If Paul's gate was closed, Paul would have been paralyzed or something. Do you see what I'm saying? Paul would have suffered consequence. But Paul's gate was open. And so there was a free flow of the Holy Ghost. And no other ghost can withstand the ghost of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, keep your gate open. One more scripture. Acts 16 verse 16 quickly. Then I want to share some testimonies with you. Acts 16 verse 16. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts 16 verse 16. It happened as we went to prayer. A certain slave girl, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us. Paul is a gate. Silas is a gate. Another gate has come. Amen? If you study history, you find this girl was a medium used by a certain deity known as Diana in that particular area. And that word divination literally means python. So in the literal sense, what it says is that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of python. Now, how does a python strike? It suffocates. So when that spirit is in operation, you find that you feel suffocated in life. There's a frustration. You know you are not where you're supposed to be. And you can sense that things are wrapping up around you. That's how it operates. It makes it difficult for you to breathe. Look what happened here. It says, brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. Next verse. The girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation. Correct statement. But where is it coming from? Listen, that somebody is saying something correct. Move beyond what they're saying. Go into discernment. I know a church where the man opens Bible. But I know that this man is Babalao. Because they've simply shifted. The man just cleaned up. Has a Bible. He will just read one of the Psalms. Psalm something. Read it. When he finishes, I'll start talking something that has no relevance to what he read. He will start doing divination. And people are moved. Believers. You see the problem? A gate of heaven enters a false church and sits down to listen to a gate of hell. And you wonder why believers are having problems. There are certain problems we will have normally. You can't avoid it. There are some challenges that come with life. Hello, somebody. And there's some challenges that come because you're a Christian, because Satan doesn't like you. But then there's other challenges that come because of your disobedience, because you are where you're not supposed to be, because you are listening to the wrong voice. So the things you suffer, you should not suffer. Amen. So Paul had discernment at some point. Let me tell you one of the keys. Somebody can be saying the right thing, but you'll be irritated in your spirit. I was having a prayer meeting with someone in our church in Florida. I got somebody, one of the guys in church. I wanted him to come and pray with me in the morning. So we'll go very early in the morning, 5 in the morning, to the church venue to pray. So I'm praying. And this guy's walking behind me. And I'm so irritated. I'm so irritated. And I'm praying, I'm moving. And the guy, so I stopped. I said, you can pray on that side. Pray. Be praying there, let me pray here. A few days after, I got to find out this guy was into all kinds of nonsense. But he has been coming to church. But he's a fake. And so he will say the right words. He seemed to even give me honor. But even when he says, when he greeted me, I felt irritated. I don't know if you've ever felt that kind of thing before. It's spiritual. That's what happened to Paul. Paul was like, something is wrong here. She's saying the right words, but there's something wrong. My spirit man is picking something. Watch this. Next verse. She did for many days. Bible scholars tell us that this many days is like 3 weeks. That's a long time to have a gate of hell in your church. Hello, somebody. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And it came out that very hour. When the master saw that the hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas, dragged them into the marketplace of the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, these men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. Next verse. And the teachers' customs, which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Next verse. Then the multitude rose together against them. Magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to beat them with rods. Next verse. They laid many stripes on them, threw them into prison. Next verse. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. What's going on here? This is the operation of Python. Suffocation. Paul went there to preach, not to be in jail. Can you imagine somebody who has a great vision for that city because God sent him there? Showed him a man in Macedonia crying out for help. And so he's excited. He's in the will of God. And now he's in jail. Frustration. But Paul knew how to open the gates. Let me give you 5 steps. We'll finish this verse, but I want to give you 5 steps quickly. Write this down. 5 steps to opening the gates and keeping your gate open. Number one, mind renewal. Mind renewal. You need your mind renewed, or else you'll operate in ignorance. And the Bible doesn't say my people perish for devil. It says my people perish for what? Lack of knowledge. And to achieve mind renewal, you need to someone who understands meditation. When you start to meditate, when you meditate, you're not in a hurry. The Lord will bring a scripture to you that is relevant for you at this season. He expects for you to spend some time and to ponder it and to read it and to study it and to spend time and juice it. And as you do that, persuasion comes. Remember this, meditation is the atmosphere for revelation. It is while you meditate that revelation from God comes. So number one, what's number one? Number two is submission. Submission, and that's a big topic. I don't have time, but I just, sometime in the future, submission is big. James 4, 6 and 7, what does it say? It says, submit yourself to the Lord. Resist the devil, and he will flee. So if you don't submit to God and you resist the devil, he will not flee. He won't. Do you see what I'm saying? Because your submission to God is one of the ways you open the gates and keep the gates open. Submission. And I'll get to that sometime. Amen. Say amen. Amen. What's number two? Number three is prayer. Prayer. Especially in tongues. Especially in tongues. Before I came here today, I spent time praying in tongues. Why? So that the gates are wide open. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? You spend time in tongues. How many of you cannot speak in tongues? Let me see. Don't be ashamed. Just see. Okay. Just
Keep it. Don't be afraid. Make it, do like this. Let me see.
Wonderful. All right. You will speak in tongues tonight.
It's prayer. Prayer is earthly permission for divine intervention. In other words, prayer opens the gates. When you pray persistent and persevering prayer, you pray through. There are things in life you pray through. There's prayer of faith, but there's one you have to pray through. You have to supplicate. You have to come back again and stay in that position and continue. And continue until there's a breakthrough. Especially when it has to do with the will of people. Because God has to move in their hearts and has to bend their hearts. And when they refuse, God has to change them. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Verse number 3. Verse number 1. Verse number 2. Verse number 3. Verse number 4. I thought you were in the spirit. Number 4 is worship. Worship. True worship. When your heart connects in worship to God, the gate is open wide. That's why you see when there's worship, true worship, even corporate worship, it can get to a point where people find it difficult to stand. Because the gates are wide open and heaven just invades the earth. That's why Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles 20:20, God told them, there were three nations coming against Judah. God told them, you will need to fight in this battle. He says, put the praise team in front. Now that's amazing. Pastor, you know what I was just thinking? The praise team. Imagine there's some soldiers coming. And it will never happen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then you pray. And then you go and tell your choir, this beautiful choir here. Yeah. The Lord says, you are the ones that will go in front of us. Hey, I'm not sure they will go. You know what they might tell you? They say, Pastor, you go. You are the one. He's our lead worshiper. Okay, they said it. They say you are the lead worshiper. So that means that you have to lead the worship team. That's so funny, man. This is your choir. This is your choir. Very, very smart people. Hallelujah. So they set the choir in front, right? And what happened? It was warfare. By going in front, what they did, they were singing, the Lord is good, his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good, the Lord is good. They opened up a gate. And there was a flow from heaven. And that flow resulted in what? The Bible says the Lord set ambushes. And there was confusion in the enemy's camp. That is one of the signs that your gate is open. Confusion in the enemy's camp. Get ready. You're going to see some people who seem to have great influence over you. They will fight themselves. In short, there's somebody here in particular. The way they're going to fight, these are your bosses. They're going to fight themselves. And then they're going to call you to make peace for them. Get ready. It will happen. Within the next 6 weeks, wherever you are, within the next 6 weeks. And I'm hearing my spirit that 14 people, by Easter Sunday, 14 people will have astounding testimonies. I mean, astounding means the kind of testimony that when you tell it, people will say, uh-uh. Are you one of them? I said, are you one of them? Now, if you look at that scripture we just read, I'm going to go to number 5, the fifth point. But before I do that, let's go back to that scripture. You'll see something happened here.
They're in chains. They're in chains, right? But at midnight, Paul and Silas were doing what? Praying and singing hymns. Two actions that opened the gates. And the prisoners were listening to them. It was loud. These guys knew how to open the gates. They knew there's a force against us here, but we're getting out of here. There's a time in your life, listen, you've tried everything else. It didn't work. Listen, just go and lock yourself somewhere. After you pray, worship God. Worship God. Worship God. Worship God. Watch how the flow will come. You don't need to know how He's going to fix it. He's a master. That's an answer for somebody. You've reached the point of worship now. Your next step is worship. Amen? As they began to do this, the gates were opened. How do I know? Look at the next verse. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. That's a mighty gate opened here. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately, all the doors were opened. Everyone's chains were loosed by this mighty force. Do it. I'm telling you. Just give God praise. Just worship God. Worship God. There was a minister of the gospel. I used to assist him when we used to live in Tulsa. All right? I used to assist him in his ministry. So one of those days when I was assisting him, I was like the head usher. So this lady, he brought this lady to give a testimony. And because of, he knew about what happened to the lady. So he brought her to give a testimony, and I had to talk with her first before she would come. You know, you have to prepare people so they don't come and just jive into something else. Keep to the testimony. Don't go back to when you were 3 years old. So anyway, her testimony was amazing. Never forgot it. She said her little child, about 4 or 5, was playing. And then he fell somewhere. She wasn't there. She had kind of left him to run around in the fields. And he fell. And she knew he fell, but she wasn't bothered. He has fallen down before. But after a while, she noticed he was crying and didn't get up. And he was there. So she ran to see what it was. And she found out the reason why he couldn't get up was something stuck in his eye. So he couldn't get up. He couldn't pull out of it. Of course, she panicked. You can imagine how a mother would feel. She panicked. So they called 911. And they came and, you know, they said when they eventually got the boy up, his eyeball came off. Now, this lady just got saved 2 weeks ago. Wow. So imagine how she feels. She's almost, she'll almost be like, when I wasn't saved, didn't have a problem. So, she and her husband were so discouraged. They went and did 5 operations. After each operation, the pressure was so much behind. The eyeball kept coming out. When they took the plaster out, it would come out. This is over some weeks. So it looked like the boy had lost his eyes. And so, she, out of frustration, she just cried out to God. Said, Lord, what do I do? Help me. She should have cried out to God from the onset. Learn how to quickly go to God. Quick. As soon as she said it, she fell into a trance. And in this trance, she stood on one side of a ditch, deep ditch. On the other side was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, come. And then she came close to the edge and looked down and saw how deep it was. And she shook her head. And he said, come. And she came again and looked down and shook her head. Then he said, come. And before she could think, she just put one leg. And then a bridge appeared. This is a lesson in faith. And she walked across. And Jesus held her hand. And took her into a warehouse. And in this warehouse,
She said, the strangest place. She said, first of all, it was so huge and it was so high, she couldn't see the top of it. And it had shelves all over the walls. And it took her closer so she could see the shelves. And inside the shelves, it was strange. She said, in one box, you see a house. In another one, you see a heart. Another one, you see money. Another one, you see an eyeball. All kinds of things. And she was wondering, Lord, what is this? And the Lord said to her, these are the answers to the prayers of my saints. They know how to ask. They don't know how to receive. They keep asking. And I have given. This is waiting to be shipped down. But they don't know how to receive. So she said, how do I receive? The Lord says to her, praise. Praise me. Thank me. Thank me. Thank me. That was how she fell out of the trance. Now watch this. She's just a new believer. Doesn't know any songs to sing. But to show you, it's not the song you are singing per se. It's the heart. When her husband came up from work, don't forget, they just did another operation. And so there's a big band-aid on the boy's eye like that. So she told the husband what happened. So the husband said, okay, let's go and buy the butter, one of these CD players. And got some Hosanna Integrity. And just set it on repeat. And so they just sang along with what was singing. But their heart was worship. He said they just kept singing. Time just went. They lost track of time. And then she heard a voice. And the voice said, pull out the band-aid. And she went and pulled it out. And she said, first of all, the thing didn't come out. Secondly, she said, there was pink skin around the eye. And she looked closely. And then she realized, when she looked closely, she realized it was brand new eyes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brand new eyes. Brand new eyes. Brand new eyes. What am I saying? There's nothing that you need that is not available.
Yep.
Listen, before we end tonight, you will receive your honor.
Amen.
Whatever it is, I've asked Pastor, I think I have enough energy today to lay hands on everybody. Amen? And you come with expectation. I cannot ask you what the problem is because there are too many of you. I can't. Right? But if you come with expectation, I'm not the one who's giving it to you. It is coming from the Holy Ghost. Heaven is about to flow. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Glory to Jesus. So, what were the 5 points I gave you? Number five? No, that's not number five. That's number four. What's number five? What's number five? Huh? Number five is speech. A lot of times, heaven is waiting for you to say something. And once you say it, is anybody here with sickle cell disease? Anybody here? Anybody here? Sickle cell anemia? Anybody? Come quickly, come. Sickle cell. Huh? Your sister. Okay. No, don't worry. You can stand for her. Sickle cell quickly. Sickle cell. Yeah, just stand here. Just stand here. Just stand here quickly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, this, in my own experience, I have seen that this sickle cell disease is caused by a demonic spirit. It's a demonic spirit. I have
I have come face to face with it. It's a demonic spirit that will cause your blood cells, your red blood cells to sickle. It affects your bone marrow, affects your spleen. So I'm going to cast it out. Then I'm going to command your genotype to change. Just a few weeks ago, we had a lady in church who the baby, a 1-year-old baby, right, who seemed okay. Then suddenly started, you know, showing a lot of alarming symptoms. And then they went to the hospital, and the doctor now, you know, did some tests. I said, your son has sickle cell disease. Your son is SS, right? So they believed God was able to fix it. Because we've seen that happen so many times. So they called me and I went to the house. And I just laid hands on the baby. I carried the baby and I laid hands on the baby. And I commanded that spirit to leave. And the spirit left. Because it has to leave. That's a speech. Command. That speech is authoritative speech. Amen. Oh boy. The anointing is here. The anointing is here. So I now laid hands and I commanded, watch this, I commanded the genotype to change from SS to AA. Now, she went and did, after some weeks, she went and did tests. She did tests in 5 different places. And then it was AS, right? She was so happy. She came and gave testimony. When she finished, we all rejoiced. I said AA. So we're not done. If you see men like trees, go back. So we laid hands and says, this miracle must be finished. And so we commanded it. Just 2 weeks ago, she came back and gave a testimony. She went back and did the test. And it is now AA. So you guys, either you're standing for somebody or you're here for yourself. Lift your hands. The rest of you, stretch your hands towards them. In the name of Jesus, you sickle cell spirits, you demon of sickle cell, you sickling spirits, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I command you, in the name of Jesus, loose. Get your hands off them. Get your hands off them. Get your hands off them. Get your hands off. Get your hands off. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Your time is up. Your time is up. Your time is up. I bind you and cast you out. I command the genotype to change. I command a change of genotype. AA. AA. Right now. Tickets. 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 Woo. Tickets, tickets, tickets. Where is it? Tickets, tickets. Be healed completely. Be healed completely. Be healed completely. Tickets. Be healed completely. Be healed completely. Bring him, 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 bring him closer. Today's your day. Come on, bring him, bring him, bring him. Pull him. Really. Tickets, 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 tickets. A change of genotype. Be healed completely. Where there has been damage, where there's any damage in your body, I command healing. I command restoration immediately. Angels of God,
Fix their bodies. Fix their bodies. Fix their bodies. Check it. Check it. Who haven't I prayed for? Among them, come, just come closer. If I have not prayed for you, come. Just clear the way for them. Check it. Check it. Saka saka tula bahaya. Who else? Come, come. If I've not prayed for you, just come here. Just move to the side. Anybody I've not prayed, just come this way. This is it. This is it. This is the moment I've been waiting for. Take it. In the name of Jesus. Take it. In the name of Jesus. Take it. In the name of Jesus. Take it. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh boy. Okay, take them back to their chairs. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. Check it. Woo! Check it. You know what? Just take him there. Leave him there. He needs to be in this atmosphere. Leave him there. He'll be fine. Put him on the ground. You? Check it. That's it. I crush it in the name of Jesus. I crush it. 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 Be healed completely. No, just, is he okay? Come. Hold my hand. Glory to Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Let me tell you something about righteousness. It's not just about morality. Righteousness is about that which is right according to God's standard. Sickness is wrong. As far as God is concerned, sickness is wrong. So when God wants to enforce righteousness, sickness has to go. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? You're blessed. Clap your hands. Come on. Sit down. Let me just, because if I don't share that testimony that I'm supposed to share, I'll be in trouble. Hallelujah. Now, the reason I said number one, what's number one? What's number two? What's number three? What's number four? What's number five? Speech. You have to say it. And let me tell you what you say. Not what is, but what you want to be. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? Speak to the condition. Speak to the fever. Speak to the symptom. Speak to its root. Speak to it. Now, here's the mistake people make. They assume that when we say people should speak, it means they don't do other things. No. God will give instruction. You have your profession. You have your skill. But as you do your skill, be speaking. Are you with me? As you go for your business meeting, listen, if you have a business appointment, don't go there without speaking.
speak so that any contradicting force is paralyzed. Now, number one is what? Mind renewal. There's a reason why I kept it as number one. Because everything else is connected to number one. If your mind is not renewed, it affects your prayer. It affects your worship. Hallelujah. It affects your praise, your submission. If your mind is not renewed, you will struggle in all the important areas. Mind renewal. So let me tell you the story, which is a very important story, which was why I was told to come here in the first place. So if I don't tell the story, I may not come back here again. So let me tell the story. Hallelujah. Now, I grew up in a town, very interesting town. But my village is the village where you have the native doctors. Do you know what I mean, native doctor? The jazz people from my village. So I grew up having all kinds of interesting experiences. And my mom, I found my mom always trying to protect us. And this is what she did ignorantly. She felt she would go and use another jazz to protect us from the jazz of this family, this wicked family. She didn't know she was entering from Fried Pan to. So she went and met one guy in Lagos, somewhere in Lagos. And told the guy to make a ring for me. A ring. Inside the ring, they inscribed Aquarius. Right? They put it there. It was gold. And me, I was this young guy trying to build up my swag. So, a gold ring is kind of cool. Because I had no discernment. Now, I just noticed that after a while, when I was in university, I began to have all kinds of problems. And it was spiritual, but I didn't want to accept that because of my mind. I was like, no, it can't be possible. I was having all kinds of attacks. Sometimes I felt like I was even losing my mind. So here I am, having these attacks. Now, when I got saved, something happened. I was excited, loved Jesus, everything. We used to go on evangelism in Lagos. So I went with two of my friends. We went to the beach, Lekki Beach, to go and evangelize. So I'm just walking down by the seashore. Then the ring literally was pulled out of my finger. I felt it being pulled out. I tried to hold it back. It was forced out of my finger. Went on the floor, on the sand. So I did like this to get it. It moved. So I did like this. It moved again. Moving into the water. I was moving. If not for my friends, like, help me back. Bros, where are you going? See my ring now. Leave it. I knew this was strange. That movement was not, it wasn't water moving. It was being pulled and I was being lured. I went home that day. I told my mom, I said, see what happened to me at the beach. When I told her, she started shouting, started crying. She's so sorry. That thank God it wasn't you they took, but they took the ring instead. I said, what exactly is happening? Please tell me. She said, in trying to protect you from what happens in your family, I went and met this guy, essentially Babalawo. And they did something on that ring to protect me. That is the ring that was going to take me. Wow. Are you understand what I'm saying? Now, before I got saved, I said I was having all kinds of issues. Then when I got saved, everything amplified. I was now under attack. I didn't realize that in my family, they were actually preparing me for something. They said that I was a reincarnation. Can you imagine? And I was a recognition of one of my great-great-great grandfathers, who was a heavy jazz guy. That he died, and that when I came, they knew I was the one. So even when I was younger, I remember one time they took me inside one big queue, one masquerade somewhere, and they brought this masquerade and told us to wrestle. As I was wrestling with the masquerade, and the man allowed me to floor him. But I'm not stupid. I knew that there's something wrong with this picture. There's no way I can floor this masquerade. They were just setting me up. Now, my dad was against all this. But some of these things, they don't care about your dad or your mom. As far as I'm concerned, this is a bloodline. Wow. So I was just being under attack. I got afraid. I was so afraid. I could not take a bath and close my eyes. Imagine me in shower. Because you don't know where they're coming from. I'll go and lie down to sleep. I could not sleep on my face. Now, this is just when you're afraid, you do stupid things. You know what I'm saying? I just felt I had to be looking like this so that if they're coming, I would see them coming. As if that would make a difference. And then there was this guy that would be chasing me in a dream with a cutlass. And then just before it gets to me, I wake up. But it's getting closer. I'm afraid. I mean, I'm born again and I'm afraid. I wasn't afraid like this before. It's as if all hell broke loose. As if they're like, oh, you want to go? Just like that? When covenants have been made, just like that, you'll go? But they came. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. That's what the Lord showed me. It says a massive deliverance is taking place. Some of you are not going to feel anything, but there's a deliverance taking place. There's some demonic interference that you will notice is no longer present. And how you will know is you will notice relief and speed. Hallelujah. Where was I? Yeah, sleeping, fear, all that. Then I would go to different churches and looking for help. I went to a church one time and the pastor said something from the pulpit. He said, this devil, eh? He said, this devil, he's a very powerful devil. Oh. Instinct told me to run away from that church. The way he three times said, this devil is a powerful devil. Hey! I said, how can I even be free if the devil is more powerful than the pastor, then we're finished. I didn't go back again, no. I'm looking for help. Then I came across someone, a pastor. There was a boldness about this pastor. And when it's time for prayer, there's a way he prayed. You know, you can tell when somebody's deep with God. I said, this guy will help me. So I went to meet him. I told him, listen, I have problems, issues, man. Let me tell you, it's a long story. I told him. He started laughing. I mean, he practically laughed at me. I think it was the way my face was a blue tongue. I was telling the story. He laughed. And when he laughed, I got upset. I was like, this guy doesn't know this is a serious matter. That's where I'm going. So, this man, he now said, come. He took me outside to his gate, the gate side. He didn't want people to hear what. He told me to turn my Bible to Matthew 28, verse 18. Put it on the screen. Matthew 28. I'm saying this because I want you to understand mind renewal. It affects everything. Matthew 28, verse 18. Please, let's read it. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Next verse says, go, which means go in the same authority. So he asked me to read it. I read it. He said, what do you see? I mean, I've read it before. You understand? I've read it before. He must have done this like seven times. And I was getting frustrated. I was like, this guy, if you don't know how to help somebody, just at least let me go.
My problem is too serious for this kind of joke. And every time I would answer him, he would start laughing again. You guys are something else, I'm telling you. So see what happened. So he now said something. He now went to that, go back to that scripture, verse 18. He told me to read it. When I got to all, he said, stop. He says, in your village, at your village, what does all mean? I paused. Everything. He said, if that's the case, then which one does Satan have? The light came on. Which one does Satan have? If he has all authority, not only in heaven, on earth. So which one does Satan have? The light came on. I saw it. He said to me, listen, Satan uses your authority against you. He's been disarmed. But he's very tactful. Very tactful. He'll get you to speak against your destiny. He'll get you to allow fear. So when I saw this, you know what happened to me? I started laughing. The way he was laughing, I was laughing. I was started laughing. Now I understood why he was laughing. There's a revelation you will get. You will laugh. Because it means that all the devil has been doing to you all this time, he didn't even have the authority. He took advantage of my ignorance. Two weeks after, I'm driving from Lagos and I'm going to Enugu. Too much traffic on the road. By 11:30 p.m., I'm in Onitsha, that's my hometown. So I decided to stop there. It's 1 hour from Onitsha to Enugu. So I stopped and I went to the family house. Someone say family house. You know those people now? That's the headquarters. So I just drove inside. There was nobody there. I just got there. The area was even almost isolated. Very few houses. So just the woods, you know. So I just got there. And then I had the key, just in case. So I opened the door. And I went. I was so tired. I entered the house, locked the door, sat down in the parlor, the living room. I just sat down. And then NEPA took life. NEPA is power. Power. There was a power cut. You know, as if NEPA was in conjunction, collaboration. Listen, now don't forget, I don't like darkness because of the issues I'm passing through. I mean, it was so bad, I was asleep with the lights on. That's how bad it was. I couldn't sleep with lights off. A grown man. When it comes to spiritual things, there's no grown man there. So there's now they took light. That means you can't even put on the light. So I sat down there. God is my witness. I sat down in the parlor. An evil spirit, an evil presence walked through the window. Just walked through. And came and stood and looked down at me like this. Looked down at me like this. I was so afraid. I was so afraid. You know, I was so afraid I froze. You know, so... You know, the guy is standing here. I'm looking like this. I don't want to look at it. As if somehow, if at least I show some respect, they will at least consider. They will consider my case that I'm not looking for anybody's trouble. I don't need my life. I don't need trouble in my life. I'm just going to Enugu. I happen to stop by. I didn't come to disturb anybody's presence. My heart was... So I stood up slowly. I didn't look there. I just stood up. I stood up. I held my bike and did like this. Respectfully.
Slow motion.
I made my way through the living room, past the dining room, and entered the bedroom, right? I closed the door and I locked it. When you're afraid, you will do stupid things. The guy came through the window that was closed.
Listen, I went and I lay on the bed. I didn't take off my shoes. My shoes were on. I lay on the bed, and I had my bag like this. Like somebody about to travel somewhere. I just had my bag like this. Sure enough, that same spirit walked through the door. Just walked through, right? And just came. Man, I'm telling you, the fear. You can be so afraid that your body starts to violently vibrate. That kind of thing. So I'm just there, and then like, I'm like, oh no. You know, my mind, I'm like, I could have continued driving. I didn't know. what entered my head? Listen, God is my witness. God is my witness. This spirit walked up to me like this. And then held my bed. Yeah. And then began to do like this. God is my witness. I don't mean in the spiritual. In the physical, I am bouncing on my bed. With my heart pumping, I'm just bouncing. I'm bouncing. I'm bouncing and I'm dying. Yeah, I'm dying. And as I'm dying, I'm thinking, wow, this is how people die. Oh. You will just come in the morning and find somebody has died. You don't know what happened. You don't know what happened to them. The guy was shaking my bed like this. You know, that kind of roller. I was just bouncing. God, I don't mean in the spiritual. Not a dream. You know, with this kind of thing happening, I could not even sleep in the first place. To even have a dream. My eyes were wide awake. And I was bouncing on this bed. I was losing my life. Then, I heard a voice deep inside my spirit. It said one word. All. All. Then it started coming up louder. All. Getting louder. When it got to my throat, about to come out of my mouth, what came out was laughter. I think that's why I laugh so much. It's by revelation. Because it just came. You know, not this kind of dignified laugh. This one was a warfare laugh. And I started laughing. And I was laughing. And the bed was shaking while I was laughing. Looking back now, this is what home videos are made of. African home videos. Some of those things look so far-fetched. But some of those things are real. I mean, if I wasn't lying on a bed that was physically vibrating, not spiritually, physically, not mentally. And these are things I never used to believe. My mind was, this kind of thing cannot happen. It's just people that are superstitious. That's what I learned from my father, superstitious people. This is not superstition. This was happening to me. I'm dying. So I'm laughing. And the bed is still vibrant. That demon is still shaking the bed. And God is my witness. I got to a point as I was laughing, because as I laughed, the fear began to go until there was no more fear. Listen, I got to a point in this experience, God is my witness, strange, that I actually began to enjoy it. I confess my sins. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because I realized, this guy, he can't kill me. Because if he could kill me, why shake the bed? You see my point? Why shake the bed? You are shaking the bed. Kill me now. You can't kill me.
Now, you know, it just came as a revelation. And I was like, wow. So I was just there, bouncing like this. As if you cannot do anything.
Now, then he dropped the bed and began to move back like this. Yeah. Don't forget, this is my bed here. Came through this door, did all that stuff. When I slapped and laughed, and there was no fear, and that demon knew that this thing is over. It dropped the bed and began to walk back like this. It came this way, but it left this way. But I noticed it never took its eyes off me. It just did this. It did this until it left the window. It was later on, many years after, when more knowledge came, that I realized that demon was so afraid of what I would say. Because if you read Psalm 2, after God laughs, then he speaks. In his deep displeasure, he speaks. So he was expecting me to say something. And so his eyes, he couldn't leave me. He was afraid. So, some years after, I was telling the story in our church. When we first started the church, there was a brother in church having a similar experience. So when I told the story, he was like, you know. So he went back. I think after a few days, the spirits came. In his own case, they were moving around. They moved the chair. Then they moved the lamp. Then they were moving, shifting things. Can you imagine lying there and things are shifting? It's psychological warfare. It's to get you afraid. So he said fear came, as usual. But he said he now remembered what I said. Right? And he said the same voice sounded all. And then he began to laugh. That's what he said. He said he couldn't control himself. Then while he was laughing, he noticed the spirit was going. Then he now remembered what I said in the church. I said, if I had known then what I know now, I would have told that spirit to come back here. Come here, idiot. I've not finished. Come here. You can't come to my room and shake up my bed. I scatter everything. I just go. So he said, this is what he said. He said that when he had, because the spirit said the spirit had left, then he now remembered. So he now said, stupid! Come back here! Come back here! He said the spirit came back shaking. He said he abused it in his native tongue. He abused English. He said he kept that spirit there. And every time he would speak a word, the spirit would be tormented. And then when he finished, he said, come on, get out of here. Get out of here. Listen. There's authority we have that we have not yet scratched the surface. And this is one of the ways that we open up the gates. People that control the gates of heaven follow their lives. They're people of authority. They understand their authority. Charles Finney. I heard about Charles Finney. That he will go into a city and spend 2 weeks before a crusade. And when he gets into the city, he will talk to the devil. Then he will say to God, Lord, don't tell me we will not have revival here. They said Charles Finney who entered the town. There was a guy that was in the train. And in the train, people started shaking and started crying. And the man says, wait a minute, is Charles Finney in town? Wow. When he enters town, this is what happens. And they found that he was in town. People walk into the banks. And then suddenly a wave comes. And they're all falling on their knees and start shouting and crying. Because the gates are opened. In these last days, God is activating the sons of God. God is teaching us, and I believe that's why this conference was organized. God is teaching us how to open the gates, how to keep the gates open. In this place right now, the gates are open. The gates are open. The gates are open. The gates are open. There's a flow. There's a flow. There's a flow. The gates are open. The gates are open. The gates are open.
Pastor, I don't know how you want to do it. If we can have one direction so that we don't clash. I'm going to lay hands on you and impartations will take place. Impartations will take place. And some of you, the Lord said to me, three people by tomorrow evening will have a testimony to share. 14 people by Easter Sunday. And these testimonies, when they come to share it, it will trigger something in all of you. Because the rest of this year, the season has shifted. Your shift has started. So let me have them. They should form a line. Once I pray for them, the next set comes. Glory to Jesus. And as you come here, be expectant. Listen. Oh yeah, thank you. All right. If you have any sickness in your body, listen, I'll do this like this. Before they come. Does anybody here, you have pain in your body? Pain. Wave at me. Stand up. Okay, you know what? You sit down. Let everybody else sit down except those who have pain. I'll call you out now. Except those who have pain in their bodies. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, the Lord just reminded me about something. Now, if you have rashes in your body, join them. If you've suffered from asthma, join them. If you've been having migraines, join them quickly. If you've been having like epileptic seizures, join them quickly. Seizures. If you're having chronic diarrhea, join them. Even if it's not chronic, you have diarrhea, join them. Diarrhea. Or constipation. In other words, been having abdominal disturbances, like obstruction, and it's been disturbing you, join them. All right. Now, there are angels here now. And I'm going to give you an instruction. And once you obey the instruction, the angels will minister to you. They'll fix the problem. And whatever is causing that symptom, they'll fix it from the roots. Some of you may feel it, some of you not feel it, doesn't matter, but it's going to happen right now. The angels are waiting now. Are you ready? I'm going to ask you to jump up 7 times. I'll tell you when. At the 7th time, something will happen. Are you ready? Do you believe me? You have to believe me, oh. Are you ready? At the count of 3, you jump up 7 times. 1, 2, 3, jump. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Receive. If we have time at the end, I will get you to come and give your testimonies. You are going to notice pain has gone, all right? But let's go ahead and do that quickly. Yes. All right, yes. So we're going to just keep moving. And as you come here, I will lay hands on you as you come here. Get ready to receive impartation. Just stop. Everybody lift up your hands. Say, Father, I receive my impartation. Change of season impartation. I receive it right now. I receive my manifestation. I receive favor. I receive elevation right now in the name of Jesus. Everything is turning around in my life. Everything turns around tonight in my life. Lift your hands as commands. Come, just lift your hands. Take it. 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 Once you get it, just pause a while. Just pause. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it.
God has turned it around for my
lift your hands. Take it.
What the enemy meant.
Take it.
For evil.
Take it.
God has turned it around.
Take it.
God has turned it around.
Check it.
For my
check it.
Check it.
Your time is up. Your time is up. Yeah. Your time is up. You can't stay. I will never let you stay. No. You have tormented her too much. At the count of three, you go. At the count of three, you go. No. No. She will get you back, definitely. Yes. Your time is up. At the count of three, every single one of you, every single one, every single one, I don't want to hear, every single one. One, two, three, go. Out. Get out. Get out. You can't stay there. You two, go. Now. Where's your time? Listen. Listen, 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 listen. When I give an instruction, listen, listen, listen. Shh. When I give you an instruction, I don't need any arguments. Yeah. And that is every single one. You have tormented her enough. Today is her day. What's her name? What's her name? Who knows her? What's her name? Ade?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
No!
Elizabeth.
That's not my name.
Elizabeth.
That's not my name.
Elizabeth.
Not my name.
Elizabeth can hear me from inside. Listen, Elizabeth. You're no. Elizabeth, listen to me.
No.
Elizabeth.
That's not my name.
Elizabeth. My name. Now you spirit, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Toye.
No. You know what? Take her, put her there. By the side.
No.
Put her by the side.
No.
Put her by the side.
No.
Come. In the name of Jesus. Peace. Peace of God.
No. No.
Take her and put her there.
No.
Continue.
Shall flow rivers, rivers of living water.
One of the pastors, just go there and lay hands on her. Oh, wonderful. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Out of my belly,
river,
rivers of living water, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This solid my all in all.
You are worthy of Yeah. worship you, Son of God. You are so good.
Thank you.
those that wanted to get speak in tongues. So if you can't speak in tongues, please come out quickly. It'll be fast. It'll be very fast. If you don't speak in tongues, come out quickly. It'll be fast. It'll be fast. Just stand in front of me. If you can't speak in tongues, just come. Just come. Just take him and put him up there. It's going to be easy and fast. Let me know those guys who can speak in tongues. Just come to the front. Yeah, just come and stay in front here. Yeah. The Holy Ghost has already been poured out. So all you are going to do now is receive. And you receive by faith. Which means the anointing of God is on you. But you have to open your mouth and speak. God cannot speak for you. But the anointing is here. So lift up your hands like this. And say, Father, I believe that Jesus is my Lord forevermore. And so, Lord, I open up my heart. I receive the fullness of your Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, be filled. Be filled. Now, start speaking. Start speaking. Start speaking. That's it. That's it. Be filled. That's it. That's it. That's it. Start. Yeah, that. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's the Holy Ghost. That's it. That's it. That's it. You got it. That's it. Speak. That's it. Speak. 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 Wherever you are, start speaking. There's a flow. Come on. That's it. That's it. Come on. That's it. Go ahead. Speak. Speak. Make it loud. Make it loud. Speak. Speak. You have to speak. He won't speak for you. Speak. That's it. Let me hear you. Speak. Shakataya barababa kusataya balaba sataya. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. You're getting it. Speak it. Come on. Louder. Make it louder. Come on. Louder. Jagade basuba. Louder. Come on. Don't be afraid. Speak it loud. Make it louder. Make it loud. Let the devil hear you. Let the devil be ashamed. Speak. Come on. Speak. Let me hear you speak loud.
The Lord speak.
And somebody clap your hands for her.
The Lord speak.
Come on, clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. Don't stop. Let me hear you. You have to speak. Did you speak? Who else spoke? You spoke. Somebody get excited. Bring her up. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Okay, please. All of you go back to your chairs. I'm going to close right now. Just go back to your chairs. Those of you, did you speak? Why didn't you speak? You should have spoken. Now lift your hands and receive. Now open your mouth. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. You see, you have to give voice to it. That's it. Make it loud. Make it loud. Make it loud. Make it loud. Come on, somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. I just want us to give God praise. Just go to your seats and just be silent for 1 minute. Just please, just indulge me. Father, we give you praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Thank you. Just before I hand over the mic, there are 30 people. The Lord's hand is about to come upon you mightily. It's about to come. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll give you credit. We'll give you praise. Don't be distracted. You can close your eyes so you're not distracted. Come on. The hand of God is coming upon 30 people. Elevation. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Wherever you are, just receive now. Open up your heart. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Appreciate Jesus, somebody. Give him a powerful hand clap. You may be seated in his mighty presence. Let's appreciate.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.